Episode 2630, How to Get Rid of Belly Fat.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy every day. I hope you're not feeling like Santa Claus today. Yes, because we're talking about belly fat. It's healthy living here at its finest. And it's time for you to put yourself first. Care for your body so you can care for those that you love. How to get rid of belly fat. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Wouldn't it be great to know how to get rid of belly fat? I mean, come on, wouldn't you love to know it? You can, but first, you must understand why you are gaining that belly fat. And initially, that might seem impossible, like, you have no idea how long I've had my belly fat. Well, let's not get too personal here. We're not calling each other Santa Claus. Roundness is good, but we gotta be round in the right places. So in reality, you can understand if you are willing to look at your health and habits with a discerning eye. There are many areas you can investigate as to where your fat cells are getting what they need to grow unexpectedly. And that's what we do. We eat things and we don't really think that we're eating what we're eating or it's having the effect on our body like we think it is. So keep this in mind. If there are any drastic changes within a short period of time, please be sure to speak with your medical care provider. Gaining fat can be a symptom of something else happening within your body. So if this is something that you're like, gosh, it's like 2 weeks and I've gained 20 pounds, that's not just because you're over 50 or you're getting close to that mark and you think menopause is coming. There might be something else happening. So you know your body best. Don't delay. Make your appointment today with your medical provider if you're noticing drastic changes. Otherwise, let's assume some of the big ones, stuff that comes and goes and it's just part of, well, life happening. We know it, stress, right? Just say pandemic and we're like, we all just stop breathing. What about insulin resistance? Menopause, we already mentioned that. The main one that really affects all of us is stress, right? Even though it may seem impossible to be the main one, yeah, it is that. It's stress. And as you know, stress raises cortisol levels, which means you store fat easier, especially around your belly. Further, when you feel stressed, it increases your cravings for sugar. Oh, yummy. Notice how the S and S go together. I don't know if the wordsmiths enjoyed that back then in the day, but you know, sugar and stress, they go together best. But in your body, we don't want it to happen that way. And when you have those sugar cravings, right, it only exacerbates the problem. And don't forget about your sleep. If you aren't sleeping, you're stressing. At least your body thinks so. You may not feel it. I know, I am so good at this one. I'm like, yeah, I get an A, but really I get an F. Because I think, you know what, I can handle it. My body only needs 4 hours of sleep when really it probably needs closer to 7. But I think I can get away with it because I've been doing it so long. And really, honestly, I am a high energy gal. It runs in our genes. I'm serious. It runs in our genes. It is crazy. I know you're shaking your head already going, Christiane, it's not true. But remember, our bodies are unique to each of us. And so we have to figure out our own quirks. And this is a really big quirk for me. So when I think, yeah, you know, sleeping, it's overrated. I don't really need it. But my body says, no, really, Christiane, you need 2 more hours of sleep. If you could get at least 6, that would be beneficial. And so that is something I am personally working on. Now, there's another one, insulin resistance. It's when your body doesn't respond properly to insulin, resulting in a spike in your blood sugar. Your body stops fat burning, but at the time can increase inflammation. You don't want that inflammation because that's your body saying something's not right. One clue that you're insulin resistant is your waist size. If you as a woman, if you're greater than 34 inches around the waist, or as a man greater than 40 inches around the waist, that's a good clue. I'm not saying that you are, okay? Again, go to your medical provider. Have a discussion with him or her. It's important. This is information for you to go out and seek more help. No one in this world, okay, except God himself, has all the answers. I like to think that I have a little bits and pieces, okay, of a puzzle that says, if you look at this and you look at this and you look at this and you put it all together to look at the holistic picture, then you want to go even deeper than that. You want to get into the layers and the colors and how it's all brought together. Then that's where you increase your research. You ask more questions. You go read books. You go and talk to a specialist specific to your needs. But these are clues. And for me, I mean, I'm working on my body right now, trying to figure out. I've got so many things I'm trying to piece together. It's crazy. And I'm telling you, you're in the loop. There's other things coming down. I want to share them with you. I'm learning, though, as I go along. And I don't want to say, oh, hey, I'm trying this product, but, and then I don't have anything to tell you. So I'm waiting till I get information so I can better explain to you what's happening. And we may actually have some videos of it so you can see it for your own eyes and experience it, because it's new stuff. Some of it's been out there a little bit. And if you have a connection, you might have been able to get access to it early. But for a lot of us, it's brand new. Brand new as in the last 2-3 years. And more stuff is coming up when it comes to our health. Literally at our fingertips, we can change how we live. So you've got a choice. So look at yourself. Could you be possibly insulin resistant? Now, some other signs are triglycerides, right? High triglycerides and high cholesterol levels, or high fasting blood sugars. So those are some areas that, oh my gosh, you know, I remember going to the doctor. Well, check it out. If you were already tested recently, look at your blood work. What does it say? And if you're not sure, make an appointment. Okay. And the last is fabulous. We love it. Menopause, an imbalance or lowering of the sex hormones, which in women, the average age is around 50. And for you men, hormones start changing around the age of 40. But I got to tell you, there's still hope. Don't sit there and go, gosh, Christiane, you're bringing me nothing but down because I'm so round. No, that's not it at all. You can reduce or get rid of your belly fat. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Get rid of your belly fat. We all want it gone. And we want it gone to the point of where we are healthy. Whatever that means. I'm not telling you to get down to a waist of 24. I don't know what Barbie's waist size was, but I remember when, I don't know if you remember this, but they literally had like a human. If a human was a Barbie doll, what the measurements would be, I should have looked it up before I recorded this for you. But it was a crazy number. I'm like, that's like next to impossible. No one should be that size unless if maybe you're a lot littler, but that's because of your age, not because you're an adult, right? Barbie's an adult. So you think about those things and then you kind of scratch your head. But you can get rid of belly fat, but you have to be the one to say, you know what, this is what I need for my body. Now, the one way you can quickly see results, okay, because I know we all like the quick version, right? Is by lowering your sugar intake. Period, end of story. And I know you didn't want me to say that to you because you're like, but I like my sugar. I like my sweets. I get you, so do I. But this is going to come by looking at added sugars. However, I would be very cautious about only seeing quote unquote added sugars. You want to be aware of how your body responds when you eat sugar, period. So if you experience a crash after eating carbs, then you might want to look at all carbohydrates, not just added sugars. A lot of people, it depends on what diet you follow, how you're setting up your nutritional plan, how you live your healthy living lifestyle. But people are like, I want my net carbs. I want my added sugars only. Okay, that's fine. Some people are like, I don't want to count my fiber. You need to do what's right for your body. For me personally, I have to count all carbohydrates, period, end of story. My body is just extra, 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 extra sensitive. It's not fair. I've tried to stop arguing with God every day, seriously, but that's where I'm at. It doesn't matter what I eat or what I don't eat. What matters is how my body is seeing it chemically. And so for it, it responds the same way. I can have a cupcake or a piece of fruit and it just says it's sugar. So I have to be very careful for me. Now for you, hey, if you don't have to do that, wonderful. Celebrate it. And you can maybe look at just added sugars, but you need to know how and where you need to focus on when it comes to how your body responds to sugars, right? That's what's important, whether it's that fruit or synthetic sugars in a cupcake. So yes, natural sugars can be tough on your body too, but remember, it's how your body responds, not the average. If that's the only thing you take away from this today, that's the most important thing. All of us are looking to this diet that says, this is how you need to live. You're going to lose the 25 pounds. You're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. You'll get your other part of your weight off in under 30 days. And then you're going to maintain it. That sounds great. Then how come we all don't look fabulous? And we've got that Barbie doll waist. Because we're not built that way. We're all built differently. And we need to look at who we are, how our body structure is built, how our chemical structures are built, how our chemicals within our body, how they attach to things. Some people have an issue with protein. It's not even sugars. Did you know proteins can be changed into sugars and stored then into fat? They can. But do you hear that talked about much? No, because we put protein on a pedestal. That's great. But for some people, you can overeat protein. But you don't hear many podcast episodes about that. So again, if you get nothing else from this episode, remember, it's how your body responds, not the average. This is just one area you can begin to get answers as to why you have belly fat, which then in turn will allow you to get rid of belly fat. And please hear me, this is not an overnight fix. You didn't get to your cute roundness overnight. How long did it take you to get here? Well, it's probably going to take you double time to get where you want to go. Now, I know, don't get upset. Maybe you can lose it a little bit faster, but it's not about time. It's a journey. It's a process. It's a lifestyle. Getting rid of belly fat is going to take diligence and determination. Consistency is key. And the good news is you can get rid of belly fat. So go out, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.